probable. Had to leave early to catch a flight, so we're not waiting on him. And I've just been informed that John Honig went to get a coffee, but I think we can start without him. We have quorum, so we're ready. So I'd like to open up for public comment period. If anyone in the audience would like to address the committee for any information you think we should have before we begin our deliberations for OFL and ABC for sea scallops. Drew? Step up to the mic.
Thank you. Drew Minkiewicz with the Fishery Survival Fund. Obviously, we would like to have seen better news for the 2013 and 2014 fishing years. That being said, the lining up of the assessments is, for lack of a better term, freakish. It's three all independent, and how well they line up. Of all the fisheries we work in, I mean, it's clear that we have a pretty good picture of what's going on out there. And it matches, you know, the real drop is in the access areas that haven't been replenished with recruitment in the last couple of years, and so they've been fished, and that's where we've managed the fishery, and that's according to plan. We're looking forward and very hopeful about the upcoming recruitment that looks very strong in the Mid-Atlantic, so the fish is very bright in this fishery. And the biggest thing is, we note that 30% of the biomass is locked up in the EFH areas right now, and that's something that's a bigger issue, but that needs to be discussed. And there were tap into that reserve now. That's not an issue for you all to discuss today, I understand, but it should be stated. And would note, too, that, the way the system is it seems to be, much more so than any other fishery, our projections are matching up with where we think they're with the actual reality when we look back. And it doesn't really seem to be much, as far as the basic mechanics of managing this fishery, that need to be monkeyed with. That seems to be working. Actually, where we allow fishing and how we manage it, that's more of a council issue that needs to be addressed. But the actual mechanics of it all, we have concerns with the drop in the dredge surveys from 400 to 200 dredge tows, and then matching up the VIMS survey to backfill, because that's a grid survey compared, and that's matching it up with a stratified random survey, and that's not exactly apples to apples. And a bigger note, it's using RSA funds to backfill the science sensor's underlying mission and job, and that's breaking a deal that we had made years ago. That's obviously a greater policy issue than what we're discussing today, but it should be noted that we're not supportive of all the changes that necessarily have happened in the survey, while also noting that the three independent surveys, as we sit here today, are, you couldn't have drawn them much closer than they are. So it is what it is. Thank you.
Thanks. Hold on, Drew. Question?
Question. Anna, in the herring ABCs, the PDT presented a choice of a constant catch for 3 years.
Right.
And this sort of something similar to what's presented here. And we, it's public, I guess, we're going to forward both of them to the council.
Yeah.
Is that something that you think the industry would be interested in?
We haven't discussed it specifically.
You didn't recommend that.
I think with what we have before us, to go to a constant catch strategy, we would have to, you're some ways robbing Peter to pay Paul. What we're more interested in is that we have this 30% reserve that's sitting out there that we can't at this time access, and we want access to that reserve to smooth over these two transitional years of 2013 and 2014. So then when we expect the recruitment to come back in the Mid-Atlantic and go back up to where we were. So if you're asking about the scallop industry's preference, our preference is we have this 30% reserve. Let's access just a fraction of that to increase our catch in the near term. And then when we have the recruitment come online, go back, we put those reserves back, go back to our regular rotational system. And that's, basically we would like to see George's Bank properly managed for scallops and not have areas in our view, incorrectly locked up under misguided EFH closures. Yeah, but yeah, but if you're going to ask the question, I'll answer it.
I guess we, just so that all the information is on the table, it's not obvious to me that that 30% that's locked, that's in EFH area, isn't already accounted for in this assessment, and maybe we need DeVore to answer that. I mean, there's two ways to do it. The assessment could be of all of the scallop population, and then some calculation of ABC based on that, with the understanding that it can only come from the areas that are open to fishing, or the scallops in that area could have been treated as essentially a separate population and not included in these calculations. And I'm not clear which one was done. Devorah, I'm sure, knows, but it obviously is very relevant to this issue that the council may end up debating. And if we can clarify that at this stage to make sure it's clear, it could help that discussion at the council level.
Sure. I'll answer for now and welcome to board to add anything. The overfishing definition and the numbers that you see on the screen for ABC and OFL include that biomass in all areas, EFH, groundfish, all areas that are surveyed. And then since Amendment 15, the hybrid overfishing definition that this group saw and reviewed and supported as well, we look at it two different ways, I think, which is getting to your point that you can kind of evaluate it, assuming that is available and assuming it isn't. And so when we set the overfishing limits, we assume that it's there, it's part of the formula. When we set the days at sea allocation, we do it one of two ways. We either assume that it's part of the picture and we set the overall effort in open areas at 0.28, which is that target, a spatially averaged target, or we take those scallops off the table and we set the open area F at the max MSY of 0.38. And whichever one is more constraining at the end, and that's when Devorah plays back and forth with the runs, whichever one is more constraining is where we set the days at sea in that way. So that part allows you to kind of either use it or not, but in terms of the actual resource, it's definitely part of the picture.
That's important to get clarified, and it may be relevant to the question Dan asked Drew. So while there's some scallops that are in an area that isn't accessible right now, they are taken account of in terms of status determination relative to BMSY and so on, and in the calculation of OFL and ABC. So whether the council opens those areas or not wouldn't allow for any increased catch over and above what's indicated in these ABCs, is my understanding.
There's a caveat to that, in that because of that 0.38 limiter on days at sea and what's available in the access areas to be reasonably harvested at this time, we're looking at 33 days at sea next year. And for our target, this is what we're talking about, how we're setting our ACT, 33 days at sea and two access area trips or one and a half, totaling about 24,000 pounds per vessel. So when you look at those numbers, and we can increase our days at sea allocation unless we were to change that definition of Amendment 15, which we're not advocating to do. So if the LPUE estimates are right on those days at sea, or reasonably right, the way it's set up now, the scallop fishery can't even achieve the ACL because the days at sea are going to be too low and the access areas are going to be too low. The only way we could actually achieve the ACL the way things are set up right now is to put more scallops on the table, so to speak, by allowing access to the habitat areas that are currently closed. And that's the only way we can even get close to the ACL. As it stands right now, we're going to be about 6 million pounds or greater short of the ACL by what we're being potentially allocated. So there's a lot of factors actually really constraining catch that we're looking at. So we should put all that on the table to fully understand the full picture. Thank you.
Okay. But just to follow up on that, then decisions we're making here are not what's limited. you're not suggesting we change the recommendations in any way. It's a further step in the process where there's an additional limitation that's being placed.
Yeah. Okay. What you've represented here is a robust assessment, surveys lining up with each other, and system of setting the OFL has been proven to be effective. What our challenge is going forward as the council after we get this number is how do we even achieve that number? Because the way we're set up right now, we can't even achieve that landings of 21,000 metric tons. We're looking at achieving landings of 17,800 metric tons unless we change what we do. And that's the issue.
Thank you. I appreciate the clarifications and Deirdre as well. Anyone else for public comment? Okay. Well, hearing none, I'd like to begin the SSC deliberations. As we've just heard in the public comment, there doesn't seem to be a lot of concern about this assessment. This one seems to hang together quite well. The track record of the projections appears quite good, and the ABCs and OFLs have been presented to us. I'd like to hear if there's any discussion, anyone has any concerns about the information that's been presented to us so far. Okay, hearing none, then I'm going to propose that we accept the OFL and ABC recommendations from the Scallop PDT. I'm seeing a lot of nodding heads. Yes, 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 yes. Okay, well, that was very quick and easy. Wish we had done that before lunch. Okay, so that takes care of the OFL and ABC term of reference for scallops.